Updated at 9:30 a.m. Tuesday. Victoria Joseph didn't have much time to pack when she got the order came last Tuesday night to evacuate their fire-threatened village of Yekuchi First Nation, about 80 kilometers northwest of Fort St. James. Joseph was told to pack three sets of clothes, a swimsuit and a sweater, and pack lightly for the trip to Prince George, where they were sent to the emergency reception center the city has established for wildfire evacuees at the Kin Center. They got to Prince George early Wednesday morning, less than a day after the fire was discovered about 6 kilometers southeast of the village. "They told us to bring everything that means a lot to you, so I brought all my hats," laughed Joseph. The Whitefish Lake fire grew to 61 hectares and 12 men from the village stayed behind to build a fire guard. The BC Wildfire Service responded with a first attack crew, resources to bring in heavy equipment, and has mobilized a structure protection unit to pour water on the buildings at Yehuch. The fire was 6 kilometers away from reserve, and now they've got it contained, but they're still watering the houses and they're digging a fire guard around the reserve, said Joseph. "Now we're missing out on our hunting and fishing and doing our winter supply stuff because we're down here. We can dry fish and dry meat and pick berries for our winter supplies." They received some good news Sunday when the fire that threatened their homes was moving eastward away from the village. While progress has been made fighting the fire close to the Yekuchi, Joseph says the Keo fishing camp, about 28 kilometers east of the village on the southwest shore of Stewart Lake, is still being threatened. Joseph shares her house in Yekuchi with two nieces and two nephews, and with her own adult children she's taken on the task of trying to keep her 15 grandchildren entertained, living 4 or 5 to a room at the Camelot Motel. They've been keeping cool in the motel pool and on Sunday went to the Prince George Aquatic Center. The city's Emergency Support Services, ES, provides hotel accommodation and restaurant food vouchers. Yekuchi First Nation is also working with Carrier Sakani Family Services to help them through their forced retreat from their homes. "It's stressful, but I've got them under control. I just want to make sure all is well and they're eating," said Yekuchi First Nation Counselor Andrea Tom. "We want to go home because we live in an isolated area and being out here, in the heart of the city, close to a highway, is noisy. But they're taking it good, it's just boring, because they're used to freedom. This hotel has been pretty good for us. But they're getting tired of eating restaurant food. We're used to having a home-cooked meal and moose meat." The logging road that connects Yekuchi to Fort St. James is still open, and Tom says that's a positive sign. She was the last one to leave Yekuchi and had just 3 minutes to pack, and she's now staying in Prince George at one of the motels with her daughter and 11 young grandchildren. "It was 1.5 kilometers away from our road yesterday at about 1 o'clock and they must have a hold on it, keeping it contained, but it's windy and that's the thing I don't like," said Tom. "We're just praying for rain." Apparently, those prayers were answered. Jean Strong, a BC Wildfire Service fire information officer working in the Vanderhoof Fort St. James office, said rain showers Monday decreased fire activity, allowing aircraft to fly into areas where lack of visibility due to smoke prevented that from happening for several days. The Whitefish Lake fire did receive rain yesterday, which was helpful after a few days of increased fire behavior, said Strong. "A few days ago there was some convective activity in the area with some storm cells going through with some winds and the fire moved around 6 kilometers. The growth was to the east, away from the village. 8 pieces of heavy equipment and 22 firefighters are working on the Whitefish Lake fire, and structure protection systems are in place to keep the buildings wet if the fire shifts direction towards the community. Similar water systems are in place in 13 locations in the Vanderhoof Fort St. James area. Tankers with retardant and smoke jumpers responded to a new fire detected 20 kilometers north of Vanderhoof, 2 kilometers east of Highway 27, and that fire is being held, Strong said. Victor Tom, Yekuchi's director of administration and operations, just started his job at the village 2 months ago, but he knows the people well and he has fears about what could happen if the Whitefish fire suddenly shifts direction and the village school, band office, homes and the surrounding forest are threatened. "Everyone is pretty worried, because it was pretty smoky," said Victor Tom. "Some are really stressed and some are okay. It's one of those times that you don't really want to go, but you've been forced to go.